First thing I want to mention is the hotel agreed to extend to check out 2 p.m. so you don't have to rush over during the break. Wait, we're done for you to check out. Also, if you didn't get a raffle ticket for the door prizes, take care of them. Take care of them. Let's see. Offer sets one at our assessor at 10 minutes here with this one. We'll give them a few minutes to talk to you.
Good morning. Hopefully you had a pleasant evening last night. There's a story, so the stories will remain here. Hopefully some of you had a chance to see the Laker game last night. I heard it was some interesting going to see that. So, again, thank you for coming. You know, when Randy came up and said that, asked if we could host this, I naturally said yes, but easily aware that there's an awful lot of work goes into this, and so many of you have hosted these, you recognize that there's a lot of preparation, a lot of work, so I really want to thank my staff for doing this. Sorry I wasn't here yesterday. I was meeting with your fellow assessors. We had our annual conference on San Luis Obispo yesterday, very much appreciate you coming. Some of the discussions was earlier was about the certification program for the mappers. And, I just want to let you know, as assessors, very much supportive of a program like this. I think what's left is just a few details that need to be worked out. But I do sit on the education committee for the assessors inside, so. Lake Tahoe, Randy came up and gave a presentation on behalf of the mappers and discussion certification. So the assessors as a whole has some concerns on some issues of making this happen. But I want to let you know that it was over unanimously received wanting something of this nature to occur. It's the same thing on the castle of the title people. So again, thank you for coming. I think we've got something like 80 some that turned out. We last week hosted the CASA group and we had 70 some, so kind of been a busy activity here for maybe so the last 2 weeks with the affiliate association. So enjoy the rest of your stay. I guess you guys are wrapping up this morning or this afternoon. So hopefully it's been knowledgeable and informative. Take something back and connect with people that it's rely on. So, thank you for attending.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Okay, next, elections. I heard a rumor that Sal is having to be going to the county conference. Okay, so do you have any volunteers for 2009?
Oh, great!
Right. Makes me a smile, the next vice president. That was great. Okay, next, let's get a report from Jim as well, the information officer. See what's going on with him.
Not much to report. The website's still working, but I think I've been saying this every year now. It seems like it's due for a revamp. But, as you can tell from yesterday, we're just doing what we can to our feet and our heads above water, keep from drowning in work. So one of these days, I'm going to revamp the website, rework the directory, and do all this other good stuff. I just want to let you know, maybe there's some new faces around here that are not aware of the email forum that we have. It's been the primary communication method If you want to be signed up for that, just go to, just contact me. You can find my email on the website. It's www.calmapping.org. Real simple. Get a hold of me, I'll put your name on the list, and you can send one email and it'll broadcast to the entire group. Also, we've had one or two, maybe three other counties send me stuff to post on the website. If you go on the website, there's a link called Gallery. You can go to different counties, and you know, if you want to post a photo of your group, or if you have like auto list routines you'd like to share, or visual basic routines or anything like that, we have a place on the website for that. And hopefully sometime after this conference is over, I'll find some time to post conference materials on the website, also under the gallery, and you can maybe download some of the presentations you've seen here. I've been audio recording the sessions, so you know, if somebody didn't get to go, they can sit with some headphones and listen. And we tried to get Sue to do that, you know, to take the minutes, but you know, it didn't work. So, anyways, that's about all I have to report.
Thank you, Jim. Well, also, I know that Jim, anybody that did a presentation this year or even over the last couple of years, if you don't mind, if you still got it, want it on the website, then make sure you get it to Jim.
Okay,
Rick.
Hi.
Our creditor, Jim, report for us.
Oh, hi. How's it going? All right, it's a pair of jumper cables. Walks into this bar, and the bartender says, okay, I'll serve you, but don't try to start anything. I got a real quick report here. We had money, we made money, we spent money, and we'll still have money. So, anyway, I have a usually we start off with about $4,000 or $5,000 in the account after the conference is over. And the last few years, we basically have paid for the conference with all the conference fees and everything like that, so we haven't really had to use any of the money that's been in there. So we'll probably end up with about the same amount, $4,000 or $5,000 in the account to for needed to start up for next year. So I will get it all tallied and everything like that, and I'll actually have Jim put it on the website so you guys can take a look and see what to where your money's spent. So anyway, that's all I have. Thank you.
Anita, would you like to fill everybody in on next year? The one you got done so far? Last year, that they need to be either reappointed or, you know, replacements. Then Dwayne and Emilio, I think, were on 1 year. So, somebody wants to, one of the committee members wants to come up here and take charge of this. So, we're listening. So, looks like we're basically at this point, we need, since the committee was last year, we appointed three people for 1 year term and three people for 2 year term. So we need to replace the three from last year.
Okay, well, I do plan to come up here, so I'm not really prepared for anything. But yeah, if we get a couple, if you guys want to, you know, go ahead and stay on the committee, that's fine. But new blood would be good.
Certification.
What we're doing is we're the group that got involved to submit to the California Assessors Association how we're going to go about certifying our technicians, draftsperson, GIS specialists, all the titles that we have. We're trying to set up some type of standard naming convention and do like the Frasers did. They're all certified by the state. We weren't looking for the state to certify us, but we were going to in-house, the CCMA would certify the people. And we kind of had it set up in a point system by education, experience, and that type of stuff. But my understanding, talking with my assessor, what we turned in, and well, it's not here now. What we turned in to the California Assessor Association last year for them to review, they liked a lot of it. The only part of it, from my understanding, is they felt that we should have had some type of test in place. And we're going to get in touch with the Assessors Association and find out exactly what their concerns are and then address those issues. But my understanding at today was they just didn't like, we didn't have a test in place to certify and say these people are really qualified to hold that title. So we're going to have to address that. And the part of this committee is to get together and then work toward that goal so the Assessor Association will approve our certification and then we'll move ahead. For some of you who don't understand, we're kind of a subordinate to the California Assessors Association by our bylaws. They're the association that allowed us to form and support us. As you know, they're paying for us to be here, and so everything that we do, we have to have it approved by their association. So as we were going through the certification process, we had to run that through them to get their approval. And my understanding today was that they liked a lot of it, but the certification part of it is the part that we have to work on. Anyhow, so we need a couple more people. Raise your hand, get involved. It's something that...
I could have saved one more year if you was in.
Do what?
I could have saved one more year.
One more year? Why, you going to retire? I got 3 years left, so... raise your hands, and Randy will take your name down, and we'll put you on the list to notify you. We've kind of been doing this by email. George, which retired, has really taken the lead on the certification. He pretty much put that thing together himself with our input commenting. There was a lot of emails right at the end saying we should do this and that. But I have to give credit to George. He really took the lead on that. And, too bad he's not here with us today because he would really pick up the charge. So,
Dwayne, you up for another turn?
I'm up for another turn.
Okay. She can finally catch the board. Okay.
We need one more person. Actually, we don't, but if you want to.
What county are you with, Terry? What county?
Nevada County.
Oh, very good.
Beautiful county.
I bet. Come up and see you sometime.
Yes, we're going to have skin this morning so far. Next up, company cancellations.